Hey guys, this episode of Viral is brought to you by our friends Nate. Nate is going to be running a competition where you guys have a chance to win a gift card worth of $100 to use on the Nate app. You can download the app using the link in the description. Make sure to download the app and enjoy the podcast.
Hello guys, welcome back to our Viral podcast. I'm with Miss Mitzi Sanderson, Mitzana. And it's me, Reagan. And I need to stop doing that voice, Reagan.
This is presented by Go House LA, and yeah, let's get started.
What do you want to talk about?
I have no idea.
I have no clue.
I never know what to talk about in these podcasts.
Me neither.
We're just like thrown
on. I feel like I've done at least like 20 podcasts.
Same.
Since I've been here. So it's like, what do you talk about at a certain
I feel like I'm running point? Out.
Same, running out of ideas. What can we talk about?
I'm trying to think. What's the book that you got there?
This book, they've been literally reaching out to me for such a long time. I just opened it before we started, but it's like a birth date book, and it has like my birthday on it and my name and like my zodiac sign. I guess it talks about like my zodiac sign, my sun, my rising, my moon, and it like goes into detail about like all like my Venus, my Mars. It goes into detail about like all of my things and like I guess behavior because of like chart. My chart. So I'm actually excited to read this because like I know what my like obviously my sun sign is, and then my rising and what's after rising and moon.
Your moon, yeah,
but I don't know, like this is like my Venus and like stuff like that. I've never read about that.
Yeah,
hopefully it
how do you know like what your Venus and your Mercury and like
I got CoStar to find it out, but CoStar but CoStar is like not the app to like use to find out. I've like heard a lot of bad things. Apparently CoStar is like very negative. Like it like puts like negative things in your head and makes you like, cause it's not like one, it's not that accurate. It just like, it's a good and easy way to like find out what your chart is. And then after that, like you would get a different app, but I don't have a different app. I just use that to find my chart out. And then I looked up Venus and whatever.
Yeah.
You know, but, or you could literally just like, do you know what time you're born and stuff?
Yeah.
Yeah. You could literally just look up
birth chart. I just know like that. I just know like my rising.
Yeah. I have a thing on Pinterest that I could send you, and it says like what your Venus means, what your what means, what your what means. Like,
yeah. I don't like, what is a Venus?
Yeah. I know.
Like, what is a Venus?
What does that even mean?
Mercury.
So, I can send you that. Yeah. I really look for.
We
right
talk
now.
About zodiacs.
Yeah.
What's your take on zodiacs? Do you believe in them 100%?
Okay.
Or like,
I have this zodiac tattoo.
Per
behind my ear. Yeah, it's a little Leo sign. I know you're Aries. Mm-hmm. My mom's an Aries, and my stepdad. On zodiacs, it's really like 50-50, because like I think for mine, I know a lot of people are like, mine's just so inaccurate and like doesn't fit me at all, but there's so much that goes into it, like your Venus, your Mars, your it's not just like your like zodiac sign and that's it. It's like everyone has like their own like personalized touch to that based off their like Venus, Mars, whatever, which I know nothing about.
Yeah.
But well, I guess I'm about to learn about it. But personally, I feel like my zodiac and like the things I've read having to do with the things I do know are pretty spot on.
I'm sorry, I'll be yawning.
No, it's okay. Pretty spot on with
I'm
like
tired for no reason.
Who I am. No, I'm so tired. I'm so tired. I woke up at 8:30. Which isn't even that early. I just, like, I don't
see. No, that's early for me.
Yeah, you are definitely, not a morning person. You're a night owl. But for me, I feel like the things I have read have fit me pretty specifically. But there's, you can't trust, like, the Instagram pages where it's, like, Leos when they, like, are thirsty. You know,
I just put that on my Instagram
too.
Story.
I did, too. It's you can't trust if it's funny. It's, like, fun to, like. You know?
Yeah, I think of it more of like I think certain things do have to be like coincidental. I don't 100%.
Ooh, I don't believe in coincidences. We can talk about that after.
But anyways, I like certain things. I believe in zodiac signs to a certain extent. Mm-hmm. Like for the most part, same. I think it's more like fun and interesting, mm-hmm. but do I 100% believe?
Like imaginative and, almost.
Yeah. And it's just like something to like believe in and something to like, I don't know, like hold people's interests. And then, but certain things like do for me, like add up in my chart. Like Same. They do make sense.
You remind me a lot of like my mom. My mom's an Aries too.
Yeah. So like certain things like add up. So I don't know if it's coincidence or, yeah. but yeah, for the most part, like I think it's just something fun and something to follow and stuff.
Yeah, same. I agree with that.
But like, sometimes I'll notice it be like not true.
Yeah, same. Yeah. And then some things I'm like, eh,
yeah. Some things I'm like, that's a little bit too accurate right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, same. It like, yeah, I guess it really depends. So what do you think? Do you believe in coincidences, I guess?
Coincidences? Well,
do you want me to tell you why I
believe everything
happens
for a reason?
Yeah, okay, that's what I was going to say. I think everything happens for a reason.
Yeah, more of like that.
Mm-hmm.
Less than like chance.
Yeah, like, by chance.
I don't know. I think that things happen because they're supposed to happen. Yeah. And then like, oh, let's see, I didn't get this job. Well, if I didn't get this job, I would have been able to do XYZ.
Yeah, exactly.
Or
exactly.
Like, oh my God, I really wanted this job in this moment.
Or like this road is closed, but I would have gotten in a car wreck if I went down the
yeah.
road. You know what I'm saying? Stuff mm-hmm. like that. So it's like,
I think
same.
Yeah.
I don't think like someone told me that for me to start thinking that way. I don't remember who it was. I think it was like at a party or something. Someone told me like, oh, you believe in coincidences? And I was like, well, yeah, like I was like, what a coincidence about something. And they were like, no, like that's just like, it was just meant to be like that. Like
yeah.
everything just happens for a reason. Mm-hmm. So then I started like actually thinking about that. And I was like, you know, it's kind of right. Like everything does happen for a reason.
It's
There's
true.
Literally like two sides to everything. If you don't do this, then blank's not going to happen, and you know.
Yeah. That's basically, like, I wouldn't be where I'm at if I got in a sorority. Like, I remember I was, like, so crushed that week. Like, I was working so hard. Not even working so hard. But I was just, like, trying so hard to, like, I don't know, be someone I'm not for,
I feel like
18
that's how sororities work.
Yeah. Like, 18 sororities. And then I was so, like, heartbroken when I didn't get in any. And then, like, I wouldn't have started on TikTok, and I wouldn't
have done it.
I would have been embarrassed.
You wouldn't, like, even be able to be consistent, too, because there's so much that goes into being a sorority.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think about that all the time. I even think about, like, if I had, like, if I was, like, one of the, like, because I was popular in high school, but I was, like, a popular loner. Like everyone knew me, but I wasn't friends with a bunch of people, you know? Mm-hmm. Like, I wasn't, no one really liked me in high school, which is, like, That's
it's
like
okay.
whatever, yeah. Like who cares?
It's just a blimp in time.
Yeah,
Some
if I would have
peak in high
peaked,
school.
That's what I was gonna say. If I would have peaked in high school, then I wouldn't have been here because I would have been so far up my own ass mm-hmm. of like I'm so cool and da da da. I wouldn't have like felt like I needed to work for anything. So I'm like glad that happened and it happened for a reason because now like, you know,
it's true.
Now I can say I'm here. I was thinking about that. If COVID never happened, I probably wouldn't have gotten as consistent on TikTok.
That's same because like. Yeah, for COVID, it was, like, a routine. Like, I would get up and just,
make
like,
videos.
Yeah.
Go to sleep so, after I make videos, too.
Yeah, I guess that happened for a reason.
Yeah.
I don't know about a global pandemic, but.
Yeah. Yeah.
It kind of helped. It did help
it
out
helped.
In certain areas. Of course, did not help out in a bunch of different areas.
Yeah,
but,
same.
Yeah.
yeah. But it's, like, I think about that, too. Like, even, like, the eating disorder that I went through, like, if I wouldn't have had that, then I wouldn't have like realized how important it is. Cause I've always been so bad about eating like three meals a day. I still am. But I used to be really bad. Like I would just not eat. And if that wouldn't have happened, then I wouldn't have started like working out and like trying to improve my body. Cause I would have just been like, eh, whatever, you know?
Mm-hmm.
So stuff like that. I'm like, like sucks. Like while it sucked, but like in the end, like you only go up from there.
Yeah. What doesn't kill you makes you stronger.
What doesn't kill you? That's not even how it goes.
Yeah, it does.
Yeah?
I think
makes
so.
Makes you stronger. Da, da, da,
I don't
da,
know.
Da, yeah.
I think it's Kelly Clarkson. Right?
Yeah, I think so.
I think so.
I'm me thinking it's Carrie Underwood for a second.
They look alike.
They do look so
I
much
confuse
alike.
Them.
Me too. Have you ever listened to country music? Oh, Reagan. You hate country music.
Reagan.
I forgot.
No, I hate country.
I forgot.
I hate
oh
country.
Oh, my God. Because I was having that jam session.
I know.
Like at the beginning of the house, and you were like, Reagan, turn it on.
I hate country. Any other music genre besides country?
Yeah.
I don't know what it is.
A lot of people say that. I feel like you have to have like, because I'm from the South, so like, no, I don't love country.
All of my friends love it, and they went to like the Zac Brown Band concerts.
Oh yeah, see, I wouldn't go to concerts and stuff, but like, and I don't even love country. I think it's just the fact that I know some songs that makes it easy for me to listen to it, because it's like, because I can't listen to like country songs that I don't know. I have to listen to country songs that I do know.
So I mean, I could do like Chicken Fried.
Yeah, a little bit Chicken Fried.
Yeah, oh, that I can do.
Friday night. I love that song.
Nothing else.
Yeah. No, I mean, that's understandable. I still don't really like country. I just know country because my parents would play country while they were cooking and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Gotcha. Yeah.
What is your favorite like music genre?
Probably like alternative or like hip hop.
Yeah, I was going to say hip hop too.
Yeah.
Probably.
I don't know.
Hip hop into alternative, say. Yeah. Like Steve Lacy and stuff, but also like ASAP Rocky, Mac Miller, all of them. So good.
Recently, I've been liking Tender Music.
Yeah, really?
Yeah, like Lana and
Billie Eilish. I heard you listening to Billie Eilish the other day. Your room, I don't know if you know, but your room, I can hear like my bed is on the wall that's like connecting our rooms, I guess. So can like hear everything.
Yeah. Oh, I can hear sometimes I can hear like what movie you guys are watching.
Really?
Yeah.
That's fun. That's kind of fun. I mean, it's probably annoying as fuck, but. But like you're playing no, not that song. I'm about to look at it because I was making the promo to the same song that you were listening to, and it tripped me out because I was like, no, I'm just hearing it because I'm playing it, and then it was actually, I was like, oh fuck, what was it, this? Nope. Give me a second. I'm sorry.
I really hope she doesn't show.
Is it everywhere this?
I go. Yeah.
Is it that?
Yeah.
No.
Or I was.
It was
at some point.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. I need to know. It was that song. I was doing a promo for it, and then you're playing the song, and I was like editing it, so it was playing over and over again. And then I stopped it, and it was playing behind me, and I tripped the fuck out. I was like, "What the fuck?"
That song's so overplayed, but that's like another one of those songs for me that I'm like, I can play it a million times, and I won't get sick of it.
Same. Just because it's so good.
Yeah.
Like, I like songs, especially that song. It's like, there's so many different, like,
dynamics.
Yeah, dynamics to it. So it's not just slow the whole time or fast the whole time.
It's like upbeat and then it's slow. And yeah. Then it's like,
I love songs like that. Like, Steve Lacy's songs are like that, which I like. Do you know Steve Lacy?
I don't think so.
He made the songs like, I wanna see you, girl.
I've never heard.
Oh, you would love Steve Lacy. I'm about to put you on. You would
love
Steve
Lacy.
Like,
What type of music?
I listen to a lot more alternative than like I play in front of people. Like when I'm with people, I play songs that they know, but I know a lot of like underground alternative. Like,
you're not like other girls.
I'm not like other girls.
Underground.
No, I'm kidding.
But is Steve Lacy alternative?
Mm-hmm. Oh. I'm literally about to play this song for you. I heard it.
I was gonna say I probably heard of it.
You've definitely heard it. He made this song. Remember when we all went to the beach and Smitty and I were making videos under that like cave thing?
Mm-hmm.
We made a video to Steve Lacy's song. It's this one.
Oh, yeah.
You, my girl.
Yeah.
Yeah. That song's so good.
I like him. Red.
Yeah. But music like that, that's the music I listen to in my room, like when I'm alone and I'm like cleaning and stuff. But like, Smitty doesn't listen to like stuff like music like that. So I always like whenever I'm around him, I play music that like I know he knows. And like when I'm around other people, I play music that I know they know. But my like true like music that I like is like alternative and like what's even the word? Like Daniel Caesar and like all that.
Yeah.
I guess that would be alternative.
Yeah, I think it's alternative.
Yeah.
Maybe. I don't know what that genre is.
Yeah. I don't even know. Or like Denver? Like house kind of.
Oh, yeah.
Like house.
I love like EDM and house.
Yeah, same. And I listened to, that was one thing. That was like the first thing I learned about you when we were in the hot tub our first night.
Oh, yeah.
And you like FaceTime your mom on the counter and then we like all went in the hot tub. Dylan was trying to like figure out how to work it and then Ace like knew how to do it.
Yeah.
This was before we all got close.
Yeah, Ace used to like set up
the hot
tub.
Literally be tech guy.
Yeah. He used to set up the hot tub. We don't go in the hot tub anymore.
I know, which is sad. It was so fun. Yeah, we should. I'll literally go in the hot tub with you tonight.
We should do a hot tub night.
That would be fun. But what happened? And then I had like the aux, I guess.
Oh, yeah.
And I was
yeah.
playing EDM and you were like, I love this song.
I know,
song.
I was like, I love this song. It just reminds me of school. Like,
yeah, same. I would listen to that in the hallways. Like when I was walking, I would always listen to, well, like when I was sad, I would listen to alternative. But
it just reminds me of like frat parties and like,
yeah, exactly. Yeah, same.
I don't know.
I love EDM though. My brother is like a huge EDM rave guy. He like goes to so many raves mm-hmm. every year, and he
I've
got
never been
to EDM.
One.
Me neither, but I feel like it'd be fun.
I know. I really want to go to
crazy,
one.
Crazy though.
I want to go to Coachella this. Once in my life.
Oh, we should go.
Is it? They don't. Do they have one?
I think it's 2022.
Yeah, that's
what. But I mean, we should go.
I want to go.
I'm down.
It's expensive as hell though.
I know. We'll figure it out.
Yeah. Could save up.
Yeah. But
going back to Zodiacs, what's your chart?
My
chart? I knew we were talking about that, but all yes. I know is that you're a Leo.
And okay.
You have a Scorpio in there, right?
I think. Wait, yes. Yes, yes, yes. So my sun is Leo. Not me using the book. My sun is Leo. My rising is Scorpio, I'm pretty sure. And my moon is Capricorn. You remember the Scorpio?
Yeah, I remember that. It was like something Scorpio.
Because I don't even know what it means to have a rising as a Scorpio at all.
I think that's like your underlying, like, I think that your main sign is how people perceive you.
Mm-hmm.
And then your rising sign is how you actually are inside.
Yeah, and then the moon sign
controls your emotions,
right?
I think.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I'm pretty sure.
So those with Scorpio as a rising are forceful, strong, and insistent. What does that mean?
Insistent? Just kind of like, I don't know, just kind of like wanting, like determined, like, I want to get this done.
Okay, that makes sense. That makes sense. My allergies are fucking crazy right now. What's your rising and your moon?
Okay, so I'm an Aries, I'm a rising Libra, and my moon's in Cancer.
I love kids. That makes so much sense. Your moon, because your emotions. That makes so much sense.
I'm too
Mitzi
I'm
is
like
emotional as fuck, but I'm emotional in like the opposite standpoint. Like you and I are emotional in different ways, but we're both emotional.
I'm too empathetic. Like
I feel like Mitzi and I are both like. Well, people take it as like sensitive too, and it's like not really sensitive. Yeah. It's like you just care.
Yeah, I just care too much about people.
Yeah, I care.
Like even during like drama situations, I would get like
literally
for other people. Like I'm not even doing like nothing's even wrong with me. It's just
it's
I'm
just
like,
you feel bad. You are an empath.
I just feel bad for people.
Yeah, you are an empath for sure.
Which is a good thing.
Yeah, no, that's literally not a bad thing at all. It a lot like
it can be a bad thing though because people are like, you should only care about your like focus on yourself.
I feel like that's something you and I could take from each other.
Yeah.
Is like I feel like you could teach me how to be more you literally already have. This is like from the whole situation. Like teach me to be more like attentive of others' feelings and like how other people might take things. And then I could teach you how to be more like
boss,
stand up for
bitch.
Yourself. Like be more And I feel like I've like done a little bit of that.
Yeah, I feel like I've definitely learned to do that. But just like naturally, I just like that's my
so
natural go to.
Yeah. Same. I feel like I'm very defensive, but not even just for myself. Like even, I mean, this isn't going to be the topic of the podcast, but this is just an example. Like even during the like whole situation yesterday.
Why do I not remember?
The drama stuff that happened yesterday.
Oh my.
Yeah. But even during that, when all that was going down and me just like throwing punches, this was like the beginning of the house. But I feel like that's a good example of like, how I'm defensive, but not just for myself, but like for other people too. Like when you're my friend, and then also like what's right and what's wrong. Like when I like think something's not right, like it could be a bad thing too, but also like that's how I grew up is like I have four brothers. Like if you had a problem, like you would just say it. And I guess like since I'm the only girl, it was like my brothers would always stand up for me. So I take it like upon myself to like stand up for like people like in that situation, if that makes sense, because I didn't even think I was gonna do that. I was sitting there and I was like balling my fist and I was like but I'm still glad that I did it, because like I hope it showed like her at least, or like just like some people that it's like I don't know. I would do that for them because I'd want someone to do that for me.
I wouldn't.
No.
You know I wouldn't.
I know you wouldn't.
I could never.
Oh, that's funny.
But what do...
We're going on our phones and we're going on
CoStar
and we're going to like read off our charts and I guess like we'll just kind of learn more about each other and ourselves.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so what? Mercury. Okay, so I already said Sun in Aries, Moon in Cancer, mm-hmm. Rising Libra.
Wait, what's your daily update?
Update? Oh, God. Today. The little light bulb says, don't look at your phone first thing in the morning.
Well, what am I doing right now, ladies and gentlemen?
Well, this is not the first thing.
Actually, no, that was the first thing. Okay, they cannot start off with that. Because what if that was, what if I checked my phone and I saw that?
Yeah,
I was
like, exactly.
Well, I'm on my phone.
Yeah. Read your...
I did it.
What's the big paragraph? What does your big paragraph say?
Today, you feel torn between what feels good and what's right. It's good to let your mind wander if that's what you need. Just make sure you're not doing what... I can't read. Okay. Just make sure you're not doing that thing where you drift off into fantasy land and then convince yourself that the worries are endless.
I feel like you do that. Because I feel like you're an overthinker.
Yeah, I'm such
an overthinker.
Overthinker
too.
So I'll just like...
We're talking about that when we're getting our nails done.
People avoid the truth because they're afraid that will destroy their illusions. Your work this month is to understand the difference between opening up and self-protection. When you brood, you understand yourself. What does brood mean?
I feel like it's like think. Maybe.
I don't know.
Brew, like you're brewing your thoughts?
Brood, when you brood. Okay. Get to know your fears. The broader focus of your life during this time is to avoid or at least be extra cautious when making important decisions that will affect your direction of your life. Which is very true.
I just got chills from that.
You don't want to be so hardworking. Wait, what? I want to be hardworking.
Yeah, what?
Most intellectuals spend their days lazing around and thinking out loud over bottles of wine.
What?
Ooh, see, that's what I'm talking about, CoStar. It starts off so good, and then it's like, don't work. Drink wine. It started off really good. That started off so good. And then it just took it like 180 from what it was saying.
Don't work hard.
Drink wine. Lay in bed.
Just, no, don't. Don't encourage me to be lazy.
Shut
up, CoStar.
CoStar is really...
What does yours say?
Mine says, today you're seeing the world through honest eyes. It's not because things are sharper, but you've learned how to see clearer. Your first impulse is correct. Your work this month is to understand the difference between being emotionally practical and having actual feelings. That is relative.
That's good. Yeah.
That is relative to me. When you close yourself off, you undermine yourself. Forgive yourself. Oh, no, not me like wanting to cry. The broader focus of your life during this time is to manage intense emotions and thoughts. The capacity to accept criticism is a strength. Oh my God.
That's like, yeah, that's accurate. Why was mine like, be lazy?
But maybe it's saying that like...
opening up and self-protection.
Yeah, I think it's trying to say that you... Because you do, like you're a hard worker. And I feel like we all are in the house.
Yeah, we all are, I feel.
We like literally have to be.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like it's saying you're a really hard worker and you work really hard sometimes and it stresses yourself out so you don't have time to like really like think to yourself about like other things you want to do because you're like so busy just working that like it's okay to have that lazy day and it's okay to like have a few lazy days without just doing stuff go because whenever I'm not being productive personally and I'm like I give myself shit for it, I guess I feel like I just give myself shit for it when in reality like it's okay to have not only one day off but like a week if you want to reset.
I could not do a week.
Yeah, I couldn't either. Maybe. But I think that is trying to tell you, like, it's okay to have a reset.
Yeah.
Like, don't be
so hard.
I think
I do need to do that. Like, now that I'm, like, off the show.
Yeah.
I think that's like, very important right now.
You need to, you definitely, I think.
Just because, like, I've been, like, so, like, emotionally drained these past few weeks.
Yeah.
I've, like, cried, like, twice a day.
Yeah.
Sometimes there's, like, no reason.
And, like,
sometimes.
It, like, kind of just makes you more frustrated, I feel like. Or at least crying, like, it makes me more frustrated because I'm, like, fuck.
It feels good for me.
Oh, really?
Personally, it feels good to cry.
Yeah.
But
I just get so tired after and then unproductive.
Yeah.
But crying takes a lot out of my body.
Yeah. But I definitely need to reset. Or like a day off or something.
Yeah. I think you do too. And literally just have like a straight up lazy day where you just like fucking watch a whole series if you want.
Watch Netflix.
Yeah.
But yeah. I wonder, Never mind.
What?
No, never mind.
No.
I was gonna say something. I forgot.
Nope.
That's the podcast. No. But what's Smitty? He's a Pisces.
The Pisces.
No, it's like rising moon.
I don't even think he knows his rising or his moon.
Yeah, guys don't.
Yeah, but he like hates like the whole like zodiac thing. So I don't even want to like ask him because I don't want him to be like, yeah. Even like him and I were having a talk because I just got my lips done again, and I might be getting like my boobs done. But those are things that I've wanted to do for a really long time, mm-hmm. like freshman year of high school.
You're doing it for yourself, not others.
Yeah, literally. And I made a video about that. People were like, yeah, like, especially when you move to LA and then you do those things, it like.
People are like, oh, well, you've changed because of it.
Yeah, and it's like, no, like, I would have done this if I was back in Texas. I just have, like, the time and opportunity to do it right now.
Yeah.
And, like, get a discount from it because, like, where I'm at on social media. So it's like, of course I want to do it now while I can, like, save from it rather than like paying the full thing. But we were just talking about how like he like had some worries that like I was gonna, he was like, I just don't want you to like get lost in the sauce or like start doing these things like for other people. And I had to like reassure him like this is for me and like me only, you know? And like this is stuff I've wanted to do for a long time, and like I finally am like not only like have opportunity to, but I've like built up the courage to just be like, who cares what people think? Like, I want to do that for myself. And especially because like my lips and my boobs have been my like biggest insecurities for a long time, just because I feel like it like changes a lot about how you look.
Yeah
like boobs definitely change a lot how you look, I think, and your lips of course. But that's all I want done, like boobs and lips, and like I'm good, that's it.
And if you want something else, you want something.
Then
like,
that's okay. Yeah.
That's on you. Like,
exactly.
It's your body, your choice.
Yeah, exactly. So. And like, that's okay too, you know, but personally, like, I don't know, I guess there's always a price with being so open on social media and telling people like I'm doing this. But for me personally, I'd rather like have people know so I can educate people on what I do know about like getting my lips done, like how I was telling you, like the different things like you can do, and like the process of it. I'd rather like be that person for other people than have like I guess seem like I'm keeping it. But I feel like it's also okay for people to not talk about.
Yeah,
a lot of people get shit for not talking about what they got done. It's like, well, like it's for them, like they don't have to like make a video and tell people or update people that they did something. But me personally, like I feel like I'll always, for the most part, like there's a, like the stuff I keep private is really private, and then the stuff I'm open about, I'm really open about.
Yeah,
you know,
I mean, yeah, it's like your choice, like what to speak on, what to not, like,
yeah, exactly.
So it, I don't know,
that's hard on social media though. Like I feel like part of being like someone who does social media, it's hard figuring out the balance between like what do I like, what am I comfortable telling people and what am I not comfortable telling people.
Same.
And then once you tell too much, you're like, you can't go back.
You're like, oh well, is that person gonna be mad because I told them that?
Yeah, exactly.
That? Or like,
exactly. And not even just in social media, like in real life too. It's like,
and like everyone's different too. Like,
yeah,
I can't even like take a picture, like a selfie with my dad, and like post it somewhere.
Yeah,
because I'd be like, no, don't.
Yeah, no, same. No. My stepdad, when you meet him, he's literally like,
don't have me in any videos, any pictures.
Same. He doesn't even have like an Instagram. He has no social media at all.
Yeah, same.
My real dad though, like my parents like really use social media to keep up with me. But my mom's like social media, like, oh my God, look what she posted on Facebook.
Yeah, my mom, she hasn't been like that like updated, but she's on it. But, like she's like sometimes like, don't have me in the picture.
Yeah,
stuff.
Yeah.
Or and then like some people are like, get me in. So it's like, it's hard to find the balance. But then that's also like a generational thing. Like, of course, like they didn't grow up with that, so they're less comfortable and like adaptive to that.
Yeah, exactly.
And then like also even like relationships and stuff, like that's like also hard. Like
It's hard for them to grasp, like, coming to LA and, like, becoming friends with a bunch of TikTokers, and they're like, those aren't real friends. And you're like, no, they are, I promise.
Yeah. You
know? It's hard to, like, convince that someone's and, like, your friend.
Like, even when I had a boyfriend a few months ago, like, that was, like, I'm saying like a lot. I'm sorry. I say that when I'm tired. That's my pet peeve, too, and I notice I do it. It's bad.
It's so hard to stop, though. It's a big habit of mine.
But, yeah, like, I remember, like, when I would go live, because I was, like, on my TikTok, it's not my personality. Mm-hmm. I mean, it is my personality, but it's not, like, this is me talking, not my character or something. Yeah. Like, I don't know. So people would be like, oh, do you have a boyfriend and stuff? And I'm like, is it weird if I, like, tell them?
Yeah.
I don't know. I'm like,
exactly.
I don't know.
That's exactly where Spinny and I are at. It's, like, kind of just, like, let things happen naturally and, like, post less on social media. Like, it's, like, known.
And it's okay if you do, but it's just, like, boundaries.
Exactly. There's boundaries. Yeah. And, like, we have to figure that out constantly within each other because, like, I'm so open and he's the complete opposite. He's, like, so closed off on social media that people don't know, like, that stuff about him. But I make, like, lifestyle videos for the most part. So, like, people, like, that's, like, my content is, like, showing people, like, here's my shaving routine. This is how I shave, you know? Like, they know, like, a little too much. But that's something, like, that's the, like, first thing that Smitty's taught me is the, like, kind of, like, you don't have to tell everyone everything, even if it is your content. Like, it's okay to tell people certain things and not want to tell them other things.
Yeah.
You
like,
know?
I was with, it was that one content day at that one, I don't know, it was the one content day that we went to, that really big place.
Oh, yeah, like, recently. Commas.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was talking to this, Nick.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm not going to say the last name because I don't know.
Yeah.
And I was like talking to him and he was like, yeah, like me and my girlfriend went here. I was like, you have a girlfriend? I'm like, you post so much on social media.
He told me that, like, he thought Smitty and I were a fake relationship.
Oh, yeah.
And I was like,
so, no. Like, yeah, a lot of influencers assume that things are, like, fake.
Yeah.
Because it's like, oh,
because
content.
You make content together. Yeah. Yeah.
And I was like, you have a girlfriend? He's like, yeah, but, like, I choose to not put it online because, like, I don't know, it's just my choice. Stuff. So, like, there's a lot of people like that, and then you're, like, surprised because you're like,
I didn't even know that.
Yeah. And then you were, and then you kind of realize, well,
damn, I don't have to do that either.
Like, no one has to.
Yeah.
I've never.
You're not obligated to tell anyone anything on social media or to do a certain thing, but you're also allowed to do things, like, if you want to, you know? That's a weird thing about social media is, like, people, once you put something out there, people expect certain things.
Yeah.
And it's like, you shouldn't expect me to do anything. Like, this is my account.
Or, like, people, like, want...
My life isn't, like, a puppet game, you know?
Or, like, people be like, oh, what happened to this person in your life?
Yeah, and it's like...
I'm like, well, I don't want to talk about it.
Yeah, or, like, maybe nothing happened. We're just not... Like, we're both busy and not posting anything, you know?
It's so, like, it's like,
they assume. It's like, assuming has when, became so easy on social media.
And then that's why people want to talk about it more. Because, like, if you don't address something specifically, then people
everyone gets curious.
Then everyone starts making false
assumptions.
And
then you're like, well, now I have to talk about it because I don't want them to think that, like, me and blah, blah, blah hate each other when, like, in reality, we're both, like...
Yeah, so it's, like, even, like, it's mostly the public that encourages people to go more public. Because it's, like...
And it's almost, like, encouraging a downfall. Like,
yeah.
I feel like. Without, like... Even if it's, like, not intentional.
Downfall. It's just knowing the boundaries.
Yeah.
And kind of not listening to everything everyone wants to hear.
Yeah.
Be like, okay, well, I don't want to share this, so I'm not going to even.
Yeah, exactly.
Type of attitude, but yeah.
Exactly. I think people think that once you become, or not even, like, I know, like, once you become an influencer, people expect you, or start expecting things from you, and I think, like, expectations are really high as well on top of that, if that makes sense. Like, I feel like the second you, like, become an influencer or whatever you want to call it, people, like, set expectations, but, like, at the end of the day, they're not people who know you personally, so they don't know, like, you react to this because of this, or, like, you don't want to talk about this because of this, or, like, stuff like that, which is, like, something you have to learn. Like, that's not going to change on social media. It is always going to be like that. People aren't going to stop assuming or stop setting expectations or stop commenting on things that they do and don't like about you. You have to, like, as, like, a, like, public figure, like, social media person or influencer, whatever, like, you want to call it, that's something you have to figure out for yourself and then act on it how you want to. It's, like, It's literally
it's your platform.
Yeah, it's like your not project, but it's like
each person's different. Independently.
Yeah, it's like your independent work. Yeah, it's your independent work.
So it's just kind of anything goes with yourself. Like if I want to do this,
yeah,
I can do this.
Yeah, and a lot of
freedom in social media, which is like nice, but also. Yeah.
A lot of people like say like, well, I pay your bills, so you should be able to tell me like who you had sex with last night or like stuff like that. And it's like, no.
Your parents say that?
No. A lot of people. I'm talking about like people on TikTok, they're like, I pay your bills like by watching your videos.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
And
I was like,
and then they're like, so
you
like I expect you to tell me this because you wouldn't be there without us. And it's like
people
a big
that?
Double standard.
I've never heard of that.
All the
That's
time.
That's crazy.
Ooh, I get that all the time. You have it. I know a lot of people who've gotten that.
That's
Damn,
scary. I've
really?
Never heard of that. No.
Ooh, I get that a lot.
That's like manipulative.
Yeah. Dang. I know. That's what I'm saying. It's like it's very manipulative because it's like, well, there's a lot more that came into it than just like that aspect of it, you know? Mm-hmm. And on top of that, like, that's like saying, like, I did this for you, so you owe me this. It's like you don't do stuff for other people like because you expect something in return.
Yeah.
You know?
That's crazy.
I know. I can't believe you've never heard that before. I thought that was just like a thing.
I think it's just because like the more followers you have. I think I've talked about this before. I don't know when, but I came to the realization that like the more supporters that you have, the more like stragglers there's going to be, like the more haters they're going to be.
Yeah, that's true.
So let's say you gain like 10 more people that believe in you. There's going to be one person in there.
That hates you so much.
There, that is just there to see your downfall.
Yeah, that's so true. I didn't even think about it like that.
So maybe it's because like you've quadrupled the amount of followers I have. So it's like there's going to be more people that are like.
Amplified, intensified.
Yeah, so there's going to be more people that are like toxic. That are just, I don't know, just there to see you.
Fail.
Yeah.
Exactly. Did you know that your brain is literally wired to, and it's like it's a human thing, like a scientific thing, that your brain is wired to remember more hate than love? And so that's why I think when people, to remember more hate than love, like remember more of the negative things than the positive thing. That's why like a lot of people, when they're in a certain situation, they're like, oh, this always happens to me, this always happens to me, this always happens to me. But they don't remember like, oh, but like this, this is like, good things
that happen.
It also
depends
like,
on the person.
Like, yeah, it does. But like that's like a more people like take in the hate than
I
they
like
do.
A lot, I think it's just because this generation is a lot more pessimistic because
that's
there's
true.
A lot
and of, entitled to like
it's a lot more of hearing what other people have to say about you. So like if you're seeing it in writing and it's like on your phone, like it's gonna stick in your head more than
a lot more because you're reading it.
Because you're reading it and you're getting way more like opinions.
Exactly.
So I think it's just that like people nowadays are more pessimistic in that sense.
Yeah,
and, like,
I agree with
seeing,
that.
Are exposed to more negative
than, well, not even that they're exposed to more negative, but they, like, back in the day, like, there wasn't social media. There wasn't people, like, half the people wouldn't say it to your face.
Yeah.
And I think about that all the time. Half the people right in the comments wouldn't say it to me. I've never had, like, hater come up to me. I've never had one hater come up to me. Out of, like, 4.3 million people, I haven't had one person just walk up to me and be like, I don't like you.
Yeah.
Which is, like, I think something like anyone should like think of like who is really like actually came up to you and would say it to your face. I'm sure I've met so many people who hate me, you know.
But they're not going to say it.
They're not going to say it.
So
yeah. I think that's important.
The difference of like this generation because it's like
it's easy to say something.
Yeah. You're seeing a lot more and hearing a lot more.
Yeah, exactly.
But
I
really
have to shit so bad.
Maybe we should.
Ben's texting me. He's probably like, get the fuck off the podcast.
Check phone. Mitzi, can you guys wrap up soon?
Yeah. Literally, get the fuck off the podcast.
Oh, damn. Okay. I got you. Thanks for watching, guys. This is Viral, the podcast presented by
Is this our last podcast? Okay. Well, if it's the last podcast,
thank you for watching.
Thank y'all for watching all this time.
If it's not, still thank you for watching.
Yeah. But still, yeah, thank you for watching.
Yeah.
Reagan out.
Mitzi out. Peace.
You did your peace sign like this. Peace.